Blues performer Carl Williams there. Now, he'll be appearing at next week's Broadbeach Blues Festival on the Gold Coast. And one of our writers based in southeast Queensland, Melinda Hammond, she talked to him.
Today we're talking with Carl S. Williams, more commonly known as the Musical Fool. Good afternoon, Carl.
Good afternoon.
Okay. I hate having to address anyone as a musical fool, but everybody, it's right up there on his Facebook page, so you must be very proud of that title.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's definitely an honorific title that I gave myself.
Yeah. Now, everyone, we have the Broadbeach Blues on Broadbeach coming up from May 17th to the 20th here on the mm-hmm. Gold Coast, and it's going to be an amazing event. The people that are coming along are really, really big names. One of them is Kids on Congo and the Pink Monkey. Now, when I read your bio, I thought you fit in really well with Kids on Congo and the Pink Monkey.
Well, I mean, I consider that a big honour because, Kid Congo is a legendary. He's legendary.
Yeah. Now, this is an amazing festival, everybody. You've got to get down and see it. But, Carl, just before I hand over to you for you to tell us all about your latest single, Blood to Give, everyone, mm-hmm. I've been introduced to Carl as a guitar-slinging, banjo-wielding, a freak with a penchant for hellfire and heavenly salvation. What have you got to say about that?
I'd say that's fairly accurate.
I love it. Okay, Blood to Give. The lyrics, everybody, are absolutely wonderful. I've been worn out and beat down, bled dry, hung out. I don't know if I have any good Lord any more blood to give. So they're very heartfelt lyrics. So that passion for your writing obviously comes from personal experience.
Oh, yeah, definitely. That song in particular was a bit of a travel journal, I suppose.
Yep. Do you want to tell us a little bit more about? I can't ask the questions on this one, Carl, because I haven't been where you've been. I'd love to know a little bit more about what inspires you.
Sure. Well, I mean, like Blood to Give was, it was a song, I guess, first and foremost, like I said, about traveling around, playing shows, and kind of on a shoestring, as all musicians tend to be. But then, there's other levels, where it's sort of talking more about, the industry of music as a whole, and the interesting places that it puts people in,
Yeah. Now, I notice you don't come from a musical background, but you were compelled to sing and play.
Yeah. Nobody in my family plays instruments, but it was always something I was drawn to. And then, I picked it up. I was working on a coffee farm, and I kind of had a lot of spare time, and I thought, well, the blues just seem very appropriate when you're digging holes all day, every day.
Yeah. Now, you're right from experience. Life can be hard at times, and it's interesting that you invite us to stand in your music with you.
Sure. I mean, I think that's one of the most, important, the great power of music is, the ability to bring people together, whether it's in the moment when there's a concert occurring or, just that feeling of being able to relate to, a shared experience through a song.
Yeah. Now, you talk a little bit about honest, relatable blues.
Sure. I suppose, it's easy to, with something like the blues, it's easy for it to be seen as, or it's easy for it to become maybe a little bit like just drawing too much on the past, and I think I really, if I can, I want to try and, make people understand that blues is a living art form and, it can be relatable to all of us, without being necessarily nostalgic. You know, it's something that drives at the core of the human experience.
Yeah, I love that idea of the blues being a living art form, and that's at the core of all music, isn't it? That we can relate to it, that we are inspired, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it is the blues, you know, so much a part of modern music, and I feel like, you know, it could be any genre that you might encounter that you can get that feeling from, you know, the blues. That's what I call the blues.
Yeah. Now, I notice you've played at a lot of live venues all around Australia, including our very own Woodford Folk Festival.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I love Woodford. It's one of my absolute favourite places. And I've been very lucky to play there a couple of times now, and a planting festival as well.
Yeah. Well, what's some of your experiences when you're on stage and you've got people around you? What are some of the experiences that you find as you reach out with your creativity to try and touch, I guess, on your audience?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's an amazing feeling to perform, you know, in front of few people or many people. It's always, you know, very much a two-way street. You know, I've definitely had a few tears and you know, all sorts of amazing reactions from audiences. So it's something that I am, you know, I can't thank people enough for really engaging and giving themselves over to that experience.
Yeah. Now, this guy is gorgeous, everybody. There's a wonderful Facebook page with your artwork up there, Carl. We were talking about it just briefly before we started. That seems to be as intimate as your music.
Yeah, I mean, I think of it as being kind of, I mean, they both come from the same original kind of inspiration, you know, that same source, and it's like some things you can articulate in a song and some better articulated in a drawing. So yeah, it's kind of it's all part of the one kind of art project, I suppose.
Yeah. Now, everyone, I've got someone speaking very quietly here to me, but I did take a little peek at your music, Carl, and it certainly has energy and passion written all over it. Now, The Guardian described you as a wrecking ball, a loaded gun, a daisy-cutting motherfucking Judgment Day. Now, I had a bit of a chuckle when I heard that, and now I'm speaking to this quietly spoken young gentleman. How did you get this reputation?
Oh, well, I mean, they were quoting some lyrics there, but I suppose the live show is a little bit more, crazed than my, you know, day-to-day existence. But yeah, when you really get into the spirit, it kind of makes you do, yeah, crazy things.
And I love this, everybody. A concert was cancelled, and rather than let his fans down, Carl, you went down into the local park and played for free.
Yeah, it was. That was quite recently, actually. I hate to, you know, when a gig is cancelled, and it doesn't happen very often, thankfully. But I would crawl over broken glass, you know, to give music to people, because it's, I think it's very, very important.
Yeah, and everybody, that's what the Blues on Broadbeach Festival coming up on 17th to the 20th of May is all about. You don't get just to meet Carl, you get Robert Gray Band, Screaming Jets, Backsliders, and of course the Kid Congo and the Pink Monkey. I'll be certainly down there, Carl. I look forward to meeting you then.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you. I can't wait.
Melinda Hammond's there speaking with Carl Williams, who will appear at next week's Broadbeach Blues Festival, which is free and happening on the Gold Coast.